The epidemiology of inappropriate sinus tachycardia is not well understood. During my training, this condition simply wasn't recognized unless it was part of some other clinical disease entity such as hyperthyroidism. The patient who is euthyroid and still has the symptoms of inappropriate sinus tachycardia is a fairly recent clinical entity and one that has been seen increasingly frequently during the late 1980s and the 1990s. And in fact, I think even now in the late 1990s is being seen more frequently than it was 5 years ago. And I'm not sure of the reasons for this. Perhaps we're recognizing it more as attention to clinical arrhythmias is becoming more common. But I think this condition, for reasons that I don't understand, is increasing in its frequency.